When you think about Greek life, Christian faith might be the absolute last thing that comes to mind. But we not only believe that it's possible to be Greek and Christian, but also that it's the best way to experience Greek life and grow your faith. We have real, honest conversations about how to approach Greek life from a Christian perspective, including things like recruiting and pledging, drinking and drugs, sex and dating, leadership and philanthropy, and much more. This podcast is by Greeks and for Greeks. Our hosts and guests are all members of fraternities and sororities who collectively have decades worth of experience living out their faith in Greek life. Welcome to the Greek and Christian Podcast.
All right, so we are back with another student interview, and I'm excited for our guest this week. I have to say something funny, though, before I introduce him. So his school, not alma mater, he's not an alum yet, but his school is my background. I've been doing everybody's schools as my Zoom background, and so he will tell you what school that is in just a moment. But he joined the call as he was finishing up his golf game, which is maybe the frattiest thing I've ever witnessed on a Zoom call, in all Zoom calls. So I told him we could have the call at the golf course, but he said, no, I'll make it home. So without further ado, I want to introduce Wes. Welcome, Wes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, and glad to be here. Great. Have a good time.
Awesome. I love it. So Wes, why don't you share, where do you go to school, what fraternity you're part of, and what year in school you are?
Okay. I am from Mattoon, Illinois. I go to Indiana State University, and I'm a SIGEP, and I just got done with my senior year. I got one more semester. So fifth year. Yeah.
I love it. I was also a fifth year senior. So I always, it's probably a tired joke at this point, but I always make the comment, I did the victory lap the fifth year. So
yeah, I didn't fail my classes. So I'm not dumb.
No, some majors just require more credits.
So yeah.
I'm with you. Oh, and you have a dog with you. What's your dog's name?
His name's Tank.
Oh, so yeah, for those listening on the podcast, we've got Tank, and he's a black lab. Is that what
you Yep. Mm. Yes.
Okay, very that's cute. So, and also, so if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see my background. But for those of you who are listening to the podcast, I do have a beautiful picture of Indiana State as my Zoom background. Really nice fountain. In the heart of Terre Haute. Is that correct? Terre Haute, Indiana?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Cool. Well, Wes, I like to ask for the first question. I am a foodie. I enjoy eating. And some of my favorite memories in college were with my sorority sisters, eating out, sharing meals together. So I'd love to hear, where is your favorite place, either like on or near campus, to eat out with brothers?
It definitely had to be Applebee's, because the thing is they used to have like 25-cent wing days.
That is true.
Me and a group of 15 guys would go and order about 40 wings for, you know, $10. So I don't think they liked us. So they didn't have that deal going on very long, but yeah, that was definitely the go-to place to go.
That's right. I forget about that. And they do like half priced apps after 10 or something. Yep. We are not sponsored by Applebee's. Applebee's, if you do want to sponsor us, you can slide into our DMs, but I do recall the discounted appetizers. So I like that. That's good. That's good. Well, Wes, I'd love to hear a little bit about it. So you said you're a SIGEP, Indiana State, and you're a fifth year senior. So that means you have lots of memories, lots of moments from your college career. I'd love to hear, like, what's one of your favorite moments from your time in SIGEP?
I transferred here as a junior, and one of my favorite parts, I joined the fraternity like one weekend, and the next weekend I went to a Greek conference in Indianapolis. So, and like, I didn't know anybody. So that was the first time I met my like counselors or the people that are in charge of me. So I got to meet them and a lot of other Christians there. So it was a very fun time.
Oh, that's awesome. And so for those of you who are listening, Greek conference is like our national conference. We do it every year. We had to cancel it because of COVID. And we will have some exciting news coming up about conferencing. So stay tuned on that. But yeah, Wes, that's one of the best things too, I think, about Greek University is Greek conference. So that's awesome. Okay. So now take me back. You said you joined SIGEP as a junior, you're a transfer student. So I'd love to hear a little bit, like, what role has faith played in your life? Like, what's your faith background and what has that been like connecting your faith with being in your fraternity?
Okay, so I grew up, I was lucky enough to grow up in a Christian household. So I've always felt like my morals have been grounded pretty firm. And coming into the fraternity, I got to know one of the guys there that was leading it, Davis Cunningham. And he said he wanted to kind of like step down because he was there. He was a leader for about a year and a half or two.
Okay. He was
years.
Leading like your Bible like, study in your fraternity.
Yeah. Yeah. He was leading my Bible study. And I was like, you know, this is like right up my alley. I want to do this. I want to, you know, there was always good turnouts. And I was like, this is something I definitely want to do. And so I put in my request basically and taught me everything I knew. So
that's great. So you've been leading the Bible study in your fraternity then. How's that going?
It's going good. We started out, it was a little rough. There was about one or two guys going like the first 2 or 3 weeks. And then now I would say probably the last month, 2 months, we've had up to 11, 13 guys show up. So
that's
it's been a really good turnout.
Yeah. And I like the way how you just persevered through that. I think so many people feel like, oh, I only have one person coming, or, you know, I'm leading a Bible study in my fraternity or sorority and no one comes, I'm a failure. And that's just not true because it happens. It mm-hmm. just takes time.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I'd love to know, like, what's been the best thing, you know, for you leading a Bible study in your fraternity, being a Christian in the Greek system, what's the best part about that?
I would definitely have to say that the guys that come here or come to the Bible study that I lead, they at, you know, their first time coming, they're just like, I just want to check it out. You know, we bring pizza. So, you know, they come down for a slice of pizza or they'll stick around. So, and we've had a few guys that are like, man, I really, you know, enjoyed that. And I've always thought I wanted to get into, you know, some religion, any type of religion. And I feel like this has been, you know, going well. I want to learn more and stuff. And so, I mean, I would just say people, you know, are bringing other people, even though if they're not from the fraternity or something like that, you know, whoever's just with them, they'll just bring them downstairs and we'll have a good time and, you know, hopefully teach them a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what I always loved too. When I led my Bible study, my sorority, it was a great place wherever you were at on the spiritual journey to just come and kind of check out this whole Jesus thing and see what it's mm-hmm. about. And I just love being able to provide that kind of space where it felt safe and you could just ask whatever questions you had or wherever you were coming from, you could come and be welcome. What's been challenging about it? You know, being a Greek and being a Christian, a lot of times people feel like those two things don't go together. Mm-hmm. But you know this, being around Greek and varsity, that we do. We believe that you can be Greek and Christian, but we know it's challenging. And so what's been hard about it for you?
Some of the guys that come there, they have some big questions, like some of the controversial questions, and you know, they're just like rapid fire. I mean, it's always been on their mind. They're like, you know, because, you know, sometimes they have an outside look on society's ways of viewing mm-hmm. things, and then, you know, they see me come in with more of like a biblical stance, and they're just like, hey, what's your views, what's your thought, how do you believe this, why do you believe this? And it's just, it can be overwhelming, I would say. And you know, totally. Sometimes I have to say, like, I'll get back to you next week or next time I see you, and then, you know, either I'll go and just meet them one-on-one and we'll just kind of talk about it. But I would definitely say some of those bigger questions, it's kind of hard to handle with certain people.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I think that's what makes people nervous about stepping into leadership. Like, what if I don't have, you know, all the answers? What if I don't say the right thing? And, you know, what would you say to students like that who, you know, maybe they want to lead a Bible study in their fraternity or sorority, but they feel just like, oh, what if I screw up or I don't have the right answer?
Yeah, it's definitely, it comes a learning curve because I was not, you know, great at it. And it's just come with time, you know, after talking to certain people, you know, coming back with my, people that are in charge of me, I come
your
to them
Greek
and
IV
ask
the
questions. Yes, Greek IV staff. That's the word. Yeah. You know, and we'll get together and talk and come up with a game plan and then attack it. So.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's such some stuff I've heard you say is, you know, you can always just say to people, I don't know, I'll get back to you. And I think that mm-hmm. is really authentic. And then yes, leaning on your mentors, people who've gone before you, you know, who can help you troubleshoot that kind of stuff when you are in a position of leadership. Mm-hmm. Well, I love, you know, same vein, as you think about other Greeks who are Christians across the country trying to figure out this whole, how do I thrive in my faith in Greek life? I mean, what advice or encouragement do you have for them?
Man, for people, I would say, if you're curious, either go to your Bible study or, you know, pay close attention or have questions ready, and then go to someone that you know within the fraternity or sorority, and you can either ask them one-on-one or within the Bible study, but they will guide you in the right direction. So I think that would be your best advice with gaining more knowledge in this type of field.
Cool. And any like just general advice for like,
yeah,
living out your faith in the Greek system or connecting with God, you know, when you're trying to navigate all the highs and lows of Greek life.
And especially like, I've mentioned this about every Bible study. The society is changing so much, and it's kind of hard to determine what's good and what's not. So, and being, especially in this college life, it's like, you've got so many things to think of. You got classes, you got to have time to relax and have fun. And then you have your future to look to. It's very overwhelming, especially in these years in college.
Yeah, that is true. So I think you're right. I mean, it's having that perspective of, you know, what is my compass? What's going to be, you know, the thing that's going to help me discern, you know, what is good and what's not, and, you know, what is going to help me get through college and figure out, you know, what I'm passionate about and what God is calling me to. I think that's a good word. Yep. Well, I'd love to hear, hey, we're on a podcast. You get some time to give some shout outs. Is there anybody who you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. I would definitely say Steph and Sarah, my Greek IV leaders. Nice. And Davis Cunningham. And then I've got a co-leader, Peyton Davis. So yeah. Shout out to them for going along with the ride.
Awesome. I love it. Any final words, Wes, as fifth year senior SIGEP, Indiana State?
I would say take this seriously. You know, it's not too late to join, no matter what you've done in your past. Get along with it and get close to God, because he'll guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, I like that. It's never too late. That's good.
Nope.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Wes. And for those who are listening, you know, hearing Wes's story, leading a Bible study in his fraternity, we at Greek University want to help you do that too. Even if you're not ready to lead yet and you just want more information on, you know, how do I get connected with these awesome mentors, like Wes said, these Greek IV staff who want to help you live out your faith in Greek life. Or maybe you just want to get some kind of community happening where you can follow Jesus with other Greeks. We want to help you do that. And so all you have to do is visit GreekIV.org and fill out the contact card there, and we will get in touch with you. And then follow us on Instagram at GreekIV. You can send us a DM with your questions, and we'd love to connect with you. So thanks again, Wes.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, guys.
The Greek and Christian Podcast is produced by Greek InterVarsity, a nonprofit college ministry for fraternity and sorority students. Our ultimate vision is to see every fraternity and sorority connected to a community of Greek Christians, so that every Greek is just one friend away from knowing and following Jesus. To learn more, find a community on campus, or partner with us, visit greek.innervarsity.org.